risen. The Lord is risen. The Lord is risen. Amen. Hallelujah. It's good to be back in the presence of God, isn't it? Amen. We had a good time in the pastor's house. Hallelujah. We had some good African food yesterday night. Amen. Out of the big bowls, you know. Hallelujah. If you come to an African family, you never go back hungry. Amen. Hallelujah. And after you've eaten much, you sleep well. Amen. Hallelujah. Now today I'm going to talk about killed dreams. About killed dreams. All of us have dreams, right? And some people are there to kill your dream. But by the grace of God, today is Resurrection Day. Hallelujah. And your dream shall live. Amen. Your dream shall live. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm going to read from Luke chapter 24. Luke chapter 24. Talking about the disciples who were going to Emmaus. Disciples going to Emmaus. By the way, we know from church history that one of them was Cleopas, and his home was in Emmaus. Amen. So let's turn to Luke chapter 24. Luke 24 from 13. I'm not going to read the whole thing, just verses. Luke 24, 13. Now, that same day, Resurrection Day, two of them were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem. And then as they were walking, they talked about all the things that happened. All of a sudden, there was somebody accompanying them. It was Jesus. They couldn't see him, but they talked to him. Verse 18. One of them, named Cleopas, asked him, "Are you only a visitor to Jerusalem and do not know the things that have happened there in these days?" "What things?" Jesus asked. And then they explained to him everything he already knew. Amen. And then at the verse 25, it says, "He said to them, 'How foolish you are, and how slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Did not the Christ have to suffer these things and then enter his glory?'" And then Christ explained to them many things. And as they walked on, they came closer and closer to Emmaus. And then they urged him strongly, verse 29. They urged him strongly, "Stay with us, for it is nearly evening. The day is almost over." So he went in to stay with them. Verse 30. When he was at the table with them, he took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and began to give it to them. Then their eyes were opened. Hallelujah. Amen. And they recognized him, and he disappeared from their sight. They asked each other, "Were not our hearts burning within us while he talked with us on the road and opened the scriptures to us?" They got up and returned at once to Jerusalem. There they had found the 11 and those with them assembled together and saying, "It is true. The Lord has risen and has appeared to Simon." Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Our Lord has risen. Amen. And because he lives, we shall also live. And because he lives, our dreams shall live. Live, amen. Now today I want to make something clear. When I talk about dreams today, I'm not talking about some funny thing you dream after you've eaten too much pizza. No? I'm not talking about that kind of dreams. I'm talking about real visions from God. I'm talking about a dream God has given you for his life. A promise he has given to you. But you know, as life is, sometimes things happen. And some people come along and they may just kill your dream. But today, by the authority of Christ, I'm telling you, your dream shall live. Amen. Because Christ rose, your dream will rise today. Hallelujah. Amen. The Bible says, now that same day, that resurrection day, Martha and Mary and the other disciples, they knew already about the resurrection. But these disciples on their way to Emmaus didn't know. They were still in the dark. Still mourning, still sad because of all the things that happened. They turned their backs on Jerusalem and they were on their way to Emmaus. Amen. Now behind them was desperation. Behind them was Jesus hanging on the cross. Behind them was their loved Savior put into a grave. Behind them were mean Pharisees, cruel soldiers killing their Savior. All these things traumatized them. And they decided they're going to go and leave Jerusalem. and going to go to Emmaus. Amen. When Jesus Christ hung on the cross, when He breathed His last, when He finally died, their dreams died with Him. Amen. There were people without hope, without future, no dream, no vision. Amen. Hallelujah. Just darkness, confusion in the past. Remember John and James, those two disciples? They asked Jesus, let us sit at the right and left hand in your kingdom. Now they left their businesses. Peter, Andrew, they left their businesses. They followed Jesus for 3 years in the hope one day He will establish a kingdom and we will rule with Him. Amen. Amen. That was their dream. That was their future. That was their vision. They didn't just invest 3 years for nothing. They invested 3 years working with Jesus for a purpose, because they were hoping for a position of honor in His kingdom. Amen. But then He was killed on Calvary. And when He breathed His last, their hopes died. Amen. I believe today, somewhere here, right here, you are at that very same place. Amen. God has given you hope, future, vision. But then there comes somebody, some mean person, and he just kills your dream. There comes some circumstances, and they kill your dream. In the name of Jesus, your dream shall live. Amen. 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 Because Christ has risen. Because He lives, you shall also live. Amen. Now these disciples did the wrong thing. They were in desperation. And they turned their backs on God. They turned their backs on Jerusalem. They didn't want to be reminded of Christ, of their Savior. They decided, we're going to go back to Emmaus. That's the place where Cleopas lived. They turned their back on God's presence, because we know God was in Jerusalem, amen, in the Holy Temple. They left all this behind because their dreams died with Jesus. Some of your dreams are in a tomb today. But once the power of God hits that dream, once the power of God hits that vision, once the power of God hits that future, it will come to pass in Jesus' name. Amen. As the pastor said, by faith, if you come by faith, your dream will live again. Amen. Hallelujah. Now these two people, these two the disciples, they turned their backs in Jerusalem, went to Emmaus. Do you know what the meaning of Emmaus is? Emmaus. Emmaus means baths. No, bath, the plural of bath. And most probably there were some hot springs there, and people could enjoy bathing in Emmaus. Now the disciples of Jesus were so sad, so desperate, they decided, I'm going to leave Jerusalem. I'm going to leave God. I just care for a nice hot bath. Amen. Some home-cooked food, you know? Some kenke. Some fufu, and some good stew. Amen. So they left the glory of God. They left Jerusalem and they turned their backs on God and they started going to Emmaus. Going to see mama, right? Going to have a nice bath and to eat some good food. Amen. Amen. They left their vision in the grave with Jesus. They left their hopes in the grave with Jesus. Their future was in the grave when they were marching away from God's presence into Emmaus. Some of you are on your way to Emmaus today. You've turned your back on the church, turned your back on God, turned your back on His presence, turned your back on your future, turned your back on your hopes, on your vision, and now you're just walking to Emmaus. You just want to enjoy your life. Amen. Amen. Just having fun, enjoying life. No, we living from one weekend to the next weekend, from one party to the next party, just enjoying. Just keeping yourself busy somehow. But don't forget, Jerusalem is behind. You are just going to Emmaus. There's no God there. There's no presence there. There's no joy there. There's temporal enjoyment in sin. But there's no lasting joy. Amen. Hallelujah. If your dream has died, and if you've turned your back on God, today is the day to return. Amen. The Bible says in Isaiah 53, we all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way. Isaiah 53:6. The Bible says all. Can you say all? All people have turned their backs on God. All people have turned their backs of God's on God's presence. And they are going, as the Bible says, their own ways, which seem good to them. You know, enjoyment, fun. But don't forget, every sin you commit, every enjoyment you get from the devil will cost you something. Amen. There's nothing free in the kingdom of darkness. Amen. Hallelujah. Because once you commit a sin, the Bible says, the wages of sin is death. There's no sin for free. Amen. Hallelujah. Now you are on your way, turning your back on God to Emmaus, because you want enjoyment and your way seems good to you. But God says, there's a way that seems right to man. But in the end, it leads to death, destruction. If you are still on the way to Emmaus, you are heading toward destruction. Amen. You may enjoy your life for a few years, but what about eternity? What about after you die? Hell is real. Heaven is real. Think about your future. Don't just think about your presence. Don't just think about enjoying your life. Think about what God will do with you when you die. Amen. Hallelujah. Now your problems cannot be dealt with alcohol. Now some people believe they can drown their problems in a bottle of wine. You can't. There are too many. There's not enough wine to drown your problems. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Now some people think they can wash their problems away in a nice bathtub, you know, like these disciples. But your problems are deeper. Amen. There's only one person who can resurrect your life. Only one person who can make your dream rise again. And his name is Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. His name is Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. And as they were walking and walking, they were trying to make sense of their lives. They were trying to make sense of the last 3 years spent with Jesus. And they were talking to each other. It says in verse 14, they were talking with each other about everything that had happened. Now, what were they doing here? They were throwing a pity party. Amen. Have you been there? Oh, yes. Oh, the other ones are just not honest. Oh, everybody has been in throwing a pity party. Yes, at times we do. Too bad, but we do. Amen. Now, these disciples, they had just lost their dream. Their master just passed away. Their future just died. And they were discussing and having a pity party. Oh, poor me. Poor us. What now? Hallelujah. But some of you are right there. And because you are in your poor me mentality, you can't break through. Amen. You can't break through because you're still in the poor me mentality. Just thinking about the past. So many of us, we spend so much time living in the past. We have no time for the present. Amen. But by the grace of God, your future shall rise today. Hallelujah. And you will start your future today. Amen. Hallelujah. Now these guys were walking and talking to each other. And then something happened. While they were discussing the things, somebody came and joined them. Hallelujah. Verse 14, Luke 24. As they talked and discussed these things with each other, Jesus himself came up and walked along with them. But they were kept from recognizing him. Amen. Thank you, Pastor. Praise the Lord. Now, when the trouble was very big, when there was no future, no hope, somebody was on the way. Hallelujah. When the dreams had died, when the dream was hanging on the cross and then buried in the grave, somebody was coming. Hallelujah. Amen. At the darkest moment of their life, somebody came. And the Bible says, nobody less than Jesus himself. Hallelujah. Not your mother-in-law, not your brother or sister, not your daddy or good uncle. It was Jesus himself. If you are on your way to Emmaus today, running away from God, and you're in a whole mess of problems, let me assure you of one thing. You are not alone. Amen. Because God still loves you. And he is chasing after you. And he is coming in your darkest moment of your life. Hallelujah. Because he loves you so much. Amen. God always is on the way. If you read the Bible, He's always moving. He's always seeking people. It's His nature. He's a self-revealing God. Self-revealing. You don't have to ask Him. He is the one asking you. He is the one loving you. He is the one chasing you. Amen. Amen. And He gives a chance to every person. Hallelujah. Now God loved the world that much, He decided to send His Son. He knew about our mess. He knew we were a people without future, a people without vision, a people without hope. And He said, I'm going to send my only Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. And He became flesh, a human being. He came down. He walked the dusty streets of Israel. He saw the real problems of mankind. And then He met even these two disciples. Amen. God is looking for people. Always seeking somebody. Remember when Adam and Eve, when they sinned in the Garden of Eden? And then they felt ashamed. And Adam and Eve, they were here hiding behind the bushes. What did God do? He came. Amen. He was saying, Adam, where are you? There's a pain in my heart. Adam, something has happened. You are no more there. Adam, where are you? And He came seeking. Adam, that is God. That is the gospel in the first chapter of Genesis. God coming to man. God loving man so much. Becoming flesh and the human being just to reach us with the good news. Amen. Luke 19 verse 10 it says, for the Son of Man came to seek and save what was lost. Hallelujah. Today He is saying, John, Peter, Marvin, Victor, Justice, Elizabeth. He's calling your names. He's after you. Not because He wants to punish you. No, some people have a wrong picture of God. They think God is this mean guy up there in the sky, you know, with a whip in His hand, trying to whip everybody who sins. That's not God. That's the God which is preached in the churches somewhere. But the real God is love. The Bible says, God is love. Hallelujah. He loved us so much, He sent His Son, Jesus Christ, to help us out of the misery. Hallelujah. And the Bible says He's the only way. Salvation is found in no one else. For there's no other name on earth by which you can be saved. Amen. Just this name, Jesus. Hallelujah. And there's a story people share about this man who fell into a deep pit. And there he was. He couldn't get out. And then Buddha came. You know, he looked down. Oh, poor guy. Do some more meditation. You know, the 8 ways. And he was shouting, help! Well, Buddha turned around and left. He couldn't help. Then came the second guy, old Confucius by name. He said, well, you know, you should have lived a disciplined life. You know, there are certain rules, Confucian rules, you have to obey. Too bad you're in there. Ha! And then somebody else came. He didn't talk much. He reached down and pulled him out. And his name was Jesus. Hallelujah. See, religion cannot bring you to heaven. Religion will tell you you have to do this and do this and be good and nice and, you know, and so many rules you have to obey. And then possibly, if you're good enough, you may go to heaven. That is religion. Nobody is good enough for God. Amen. But the Bible says God is full of love and He decides to come down and to help us out. Hallelujah. All of the misery. Amen. Hallelujah. So if your dream is dead today, if there's no future for you today, remember God is on the way. He's coming. Hallelujah. God is present with those who are suffering, with those who are in trouble. God is right there with you. Hallelujah. Philippians 2, it says, who being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made Himself nothing. Taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, He humbled Himself and became obedient to death, even death on the cross. Hallelujah. That is how far the love of God goes. Not just giving you some nice advice, but He's coming down, becoming human being, becoming flesh, and dying on a cross for you. Now you show me that kind of God in another religion, I'll join it. It's not there. It's just Christianity. It's just Jesus. Hallelujah. It's the only religion worldwide where God becomes man and dies for man. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Now, there are people who have turned their backs on God and who are just on their way to Emmaus to enjoy their lives. But there are also whole churches turning their backs on God. In Revelation 3 verse 20, we read, "Here I am," Revelation 3:20. "Here I am, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with him, and he with me." Jesus was saying, "Here I am, I stand at the door outside." He was speaking to a church here. "Here I am, I'm standing at the door and knocking, and there's nobody to let me in." In so many churches today, Jesus is no longer inside, he's outside. He keeps knocking, looking for people who open the door. Amen. Today is the time to open your door. Amen. Today is the time to open your heart to God, because he is knocking. And he is not there to judge you. He is not there to rip on you. He is there to forgive you and to love you. The Bible says if you let him in, he will come and fellowship with you. He'll eat with you. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Christ has risen so that your life can also rise. Christ has risen to make dead dreams become alive. Hallelujah. Amen. Verse 17 and 18. Luke 24 still. Verse 17. He asked them, "What are you discussing together as you walk along?" Verse 18. They stood still, their faces downcast. One of them, named Cleopas, asked him, "Are you only a visitor to Jerusalem and do not know the things that have happened there in these days?" There was sadness. Their faces were downcast. Sadness. There are some people here today who are in sadness. There's sadness to your right and to your left. When you wake up in the morning, there's sadness. When you go to bed at night, it's sadness. But the sadness must go today in Jesus' name. Amen. Now these people were in sadness, but right close to them, walking with them, was God. Right close to them, walking with them, was their living dream. But they were downcast. They were fearful because they didn't recognize Jesus. Hallelujah. Sadness in your life is there because you can't see Jesus in your life. Amen. A person who doesn't know Jesus is a sad person. Can I hear an amen? Amen. A person who doesn't know Jesus is a sad person. They can put up a smile, yes, nice. But deep inside there is sadness. Amen. Because there's only one source of joy, of true joy, and that is Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. They were walking and their faces were downcast like sour pickles. Oh, if you look in the face of some Christians today, no joy, no fun, sour faces. Going to church, yes. Oh, enjoyment in church. It's terrible. Because people have no hope. People can't see Jesus in their lives. See, the solution of their problems was just one touch away. He was walking right close to them. But they had sad faces. The risen Lord was here with all his power, but they had sad faces. It's the same with you. If you are sad today, the risen Lord is right there with you. It just takes one prayer, one touch to receive that joy. Hallelujah. It's not his fault. He is with you. It's your fault. It's your responsibility to receive that joy by faith. Hallelujah. Now some people, they will accuse God for their circumstances. Huh? Why God? Why? Instead of crying out why, just have faith and say, yes Lord, receiving power, anointing, joy, because you're right close to me. Hallelujah. It's right there. Now today, if you leave the service today, one thing you should remember is God's presence is right there with you. Just one prayer away. Just one touch away. It's right there. There's no reason to be sad because you have a future. Because your dream will come to pass. Hallelujah. Amen. They were sad and they were disappointed. Verse 21. As they were talking to Jesus, Luke 24:21. As they were talking to Jesus, they told him the whole story. The story he already knew, of course. But he was pretending as if he was somebody else. And they kept talking to him, talking. Verse 21. But we had hoped. Hoped. Listen, past tense. But we had hoped that he was the one who was going to redeem Israel. Hallelujah. Their hope was in past tense. Maybe your hope is just past tense. I know when I was young, I had hoped. No. When I was still ignorant, I had hoped life would be fair to me. It's not. There are so many hopes we have. And when they're not coming true, we get disappointed. You may grow up, you may educate yourself, having many hopes. Then some major event happens, and all your hope is taken away. No more hope. And they said, we had hoped, you know. We had hoped to have a position in the kingdom of God. We had hoped this Jesus would get rid of the Roman people and would finally establish Israel as a kingdom. We had hoped. But now, in my present, where I'm now, right now, the hope is gone. Now my life is ruined. I spent 3 years with this Jesus. I obeyed his commandments. I was doing missions for him, and now he just died. And here I am. I'm going to Emmaus. I'm fed up. Enough is enough. But he is right here, walking with him. His power, his presence, his joy, his kingdom is all there. Hallelujah. So when you have lost your hope, remember, if you have lost hope, God has not lost hope in you. Amen. You may lose hope, future, everything, but God is never losing hope for you. Hallelujah. Because he is the El Shaddai, the Almighty God. Nothing is impossible for God. Amen. Hallelujah. Disappointment must go today because the power of God is present here. Hallelujah. No Christian should be disappointed. Because with God, you are in his plan. You cannot be disappointed. Hallelujah. You hope to live a good life. You hope to have a good family. You hope to drive a Mercedes. You hope to have your own car. And your own house. A pretty woman. And all those things you hope for. Well, your hope is not yet over. Amen. Because today is Resurrection Sunday. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It is always too soon to give up on God. Can you repeat it? It is always too soon to give up on God. It is always too soon to give up on God. It's just one moment too soon. Now, if you think there's no more way, there's no more hope, everything is gone, I'm just dying, just wait one more moment. Hallelujah. Because he is right there with you. He is right there with you in your valley of the shadow of death. Amen. He is with you. And he knows your problems. He knows your difficulties. And the Bible says, before you even ask, he knows, yes, my child, I know about it. No problem. But all he wants is, he wants your trust. He wants your faith. Hallelujah. He'll provide a way for you where there's no way. Amen. Now these the disciples, they were sad. And they were depressed. Disappointed. And then also you notice they had a negative perspective of things. Very negative. They were so much discouraged, they couldn't find anything good in their lives any longer. All was bad. The best thing they could do now is go to Emmaus, eat some good mama's food, right, and have a hot bath. That seemed much better than being part of an eternal kingdom. Their hope was gone. Hallelujah. I'm, for myself, I'm not satisfied with just going to work and, you know, earning my, the Germans say, Brötchen, right? And then, you know, eating them at home and then going to work again and so on. It's not enough. It's not enough. I want more. I want more. My dream shall live. Amen. Because he lives, my dream shall also live. Amen. 23, verse 23. Still chapter 24 in Luke. It says there in well, let's read from 22. In addition, some of our women amazed us. Mary, of course. They went to the tomb early this morning. Now listen. But didn't find his body. Can you see the negative perspective? Oh, they didn't find his body. And then verse 24. Then some of our companions went to the tomb, which was Peter, of course, and John, and found it just as the woman had said. But him, they did not see. Can you see? You can have different perspectives on the same facts. You could go and enter the tomb and say, wow, he is risen! Praise the Lord, he's gone! But this, no, he said that the body was gone. And then the other guys went there and they didn't see him either. There was sadness. And there was a negative perspective on their lives. Amen. But maybe you are at the same point today. You've experienced so much disappointment that you can only see a black future. No hope. No, just sadness. You hear some good facts, but they are still bad for you. The greatest event in history took place. The resurrection of Jesus Christ took place. And they were saying, well, too bad his body is gone. Maybe they wanted to worship his body as people do today. Worshipping all kinds of people. Maybe they wanted to worship his body. They wanted to see him. Amen. But he was gone. Hallelujah. The stone was removed. He was out. Hallelujah. Now, why was the stone removed? You think Jesus couldn't get out without the stone being removed? Huh? He walked through walls. Now, how? What's the use of rolling the stone away? He just rose straight upwards without any need of opening a gate. Now, why was the gate opened? Why was the tomb opened? For the people to come and see. Hallelujah! And they came and they saw, but they drew the wrong conclusions. God said, I'm going to open the tomb for them to see that my son has risen. But they come, they look and they say, he's gone. Wrong conclusions. Now, if you have lost hope, everything in your life seems dark. You have no future. And if people can tell you good things, you will still think it's bad. Because something in you has died. Because your hope has died. Your dream has died. Your vision has died. Your future has died. And because your future has died, because you have no hope, you are fulfilling your own prophecy. Because your future has died, you behave as if you are somebody who's going to die soon. And if you have no hope, you will. Amen. Because a person who has no purpose in his life, there's no use of living. You can just lie down and die. What's the use of you being here, taking up God's nice air here? It's no use. But if you have a vision, a dream, a purpose, hallelujah, then you can stay here for long and do something, hallelujah. Amen. The negative perspective shall change today in Jesus' name. Amen. Your dream shall live. Your vision shall live. Your future starts today, hallelujah. Repeat after me. My problems are solved in Christ Jesus. One more time. My problems are solved in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Because he has risen already. It is past tense. Your problems were solved about 2,000 years ago. Amen. If you are still in trouble today, it's not because of him, it's because of you. Because his presence is here. His Holy Spirit is here. So to receive help is just one touch away. One prayer away. Hallelujah. They were walking the streets to Emmaus, turning their backs on God. They were sad, disappointed. Their dreams had died. There was no hope. But thank God, somebody joined them. Hallelujah. If you are at that point today, somebody is about to join you today. Hallelujah. And his name is Jesus. His name is El Shaddai. And he says, all the powers in the heavens are given to me. All the powers on the earth are given to me. Hallelujah. He's a good father. And he's going to use his power for his children, for the good of his children. Amen. Hallelujah. Change your perspective. There's something to hope for because of Resurrection Day. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes. Your problems are real. Now, it's no use of ignoring your problems. I'm not saying that. Your problems are real. But there's another real power much bigger than your problems. Amen. Yeah. The biggest problem we have is sin. The Bible says, for all have sinned. There's no one who is righteous. Not even one. Not even you, brother or sister. No one. No one is righteous. The wages of sin is death, says the Bible. But, and there's a but. Thank God there's a but. The gift of God is eternal life. Hallelujah. In Christ Jesus our Lord. Hallelujah. If He has become your Lord, eternal life is yours. Amen. The good news is God loves you even before you start loving Him. Hallelujah. Can't you see the love of God? It's just amazing. It's amazing. It's amazing. He said, but He demonstrates His own love to us by this. While I was still a sinner, He loved me. While we were still sinners, He loved us. And He died for us on the cross of Calvary. And He paid for all our sins. Hallelujah. So the problem of sin is no longer your problem if you are in Christ. Amen. He has solved your problems and He loves you. Amen. And because He lives, you shall also live. Because He lives, your marriage shall live. Because He lives, your family shall live. Because He lives, your ministry shall live. Amen. Because He lives, you shall have an abundant life. Amen. Hallelujah. When you are in trouble, remember, Christ Jesus is right there with you. Hallelujah. Here they are, walking the street to Emmaus, leaving God and the past behind them and going to Emmaus. No hope, no future, just darkness. But Jesus Christ joins them. Amen. He is the one who is joining your life even today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, they were having a pity party on their way. And now you'd expect Jesus to say, oh, you poor guys, you know, you're so sad. Oh, I feel with you. That's what counselors often do. Oh, well, your past, yes, you know, in your childhood something went wrong. Sometimes there is something wrong in the childhood. But, you know, at times it's just nothing wrong with the childhood. So, and he was, you know, you're poor guys, you know, your master has died and your dreams are dead now. And no, he didn't do that. What did he do? Let's read in Luke 24:25. Luke 24:25. He said, how foolish you are. Ha! How foolish you are. And how slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Amen. He did not join their pity party. Hallelujah. If you are having a pity party, don't expect God to join your pity party. Amen. Yes, He'll help you, but He'll not join your pity party. Hallelujah. Because He is there with His help. There's no reason to throw a pity party because the help is right there. No pity parties in your life anymore. Amen. He rebuked them. He said, how foolish you are. Why? Because you have so little faith. In the kingdom of God, everything works by faith. Amen. The Bible says in Ephesians 2, for it is by grace you have been saved through faith. If you want salvation, it is through faith. Christ said, I'm walking here. Your resource, your master, the power is with you. The reason why you are still sad is because you are not using your faith. Amen. Even today, you have lost your hope. You've lost your future, your vision, your dream. And Christ says, I'm not going to celebrate your pity party. Just bring up your faith, use your faith, and receive the power you need. Amen. Hallelujah. In this service today, you can receive the power God gives you. Amen. If you come by faith, as Pastor said, you come by faith. So Christ rebuked them for their lack of faith. Hallelujah. Romans 5:1. Therefore, since you have been justified through faith. Justification through faith. Hallelujah. Now, Christ always rebuked His disciples when they didn't have faith. Remember that the instance when Christ was on the sea, on the boat with them, and He fell asleep. And there was a big storm, the Bible says. And then the disciples were roaring, and they were roaring. They were probably emptying the boat of the incoming water. And finally said, it's too much. Lord, we are drowning. Oh. And the Lord just woke up. He said, oh, storm, stand still. No, quiet. And the storm stopped. And then He rebuked them. He said, where is your faith? He was saying, look, I'm just sleeping. You could have just left me sleeping. Just use your mouth, use your faith, speak, and the storm will be quiet. Amen. Christ was rebuking them for their lack of faith. Not having a pity. Oh, you poor guys, you're drowning. I'll help you roaring. No. He said, you of little faith. Today is the same thing. If you've turned your back on God because you think it's no use of serving God, if you're on your way, running away from Jerusalem, from God's presence, remember God is with you and His complete power is with Him. And by your faith, you can receive that power and the solution to your problems. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And the Bible says Christ was teaching them. He was teaching them about Himself. In, Luke 24, 27. And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, He explained to them what was said in all the scriptures concerning Himself. Christ explained to them. Hallelujah. Remember when they left Jerusalem, they were talking about the things that had happened. They were trying to understand. Now He promised to us there will be a kingdom. He promised to us we will be playing a role in that kingdom. And now He's dead. Now how can we understand this? And there was a lack of understanding. People who are in desperation, people who have lost the hope, they cannot understand. They're just desperate. They fall into depressions, they just want to die. Father, enough is enough. Just take me home. Mm-hmm. Yes. Depression is a terrible thing. But there comes Christ. He rebukes them. And then He starts teaching them. And He explains to them what happened. And He's telling the people, look, what had happened there wasn't so bad after all. Hallelujah. I died, but I rose. Amen. I had to suffer. I had to die for your mess, for your sins. Now I'm risen again. Hallelujah. Some things you can only understand retrospectively. Amen. Looking back. But Christ will surely come and explain to you what had happened. Now there are some lessons we cannot learn unless we walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Amen. If you've been in the valley, you'll remember you learned so many things in the valley. It's dark, but you learn so much. Hallelujah. The Bible says, even if I have to walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Hallelujah. The same Jesus, He is with you. Hallelujah. Psalm 23 is the gospel. It's also there that the David was going through the valley of the shadow of death. And he said, He is with me. And here are the people of Emmaus going away from Jerusalem. And He is right there with them. Hallelujah. By the way, if you read the Bible, very interesting. If you are in Jerusalem, you're always going down. And if you're somewhere else, you're always going up to Jerusalem. Amen. It's very interesting. They were going down to Emmaus. Amen. It's not a good place to go down, is it? Hallelujah. They were going down to Emmaus. They were going to the valley. But God was teaching them a lesson in the valley. Hallelujah. I want to encourage you. If you are in the valley today, maybe you have not yet hit the bottom, but you are pretty much down there. Remember, all things work for good of those who love Him, often called according to His purpose. In the name of Jesus. Amen. All things work for the good of those who love Him. Hallelujah. The valley lessons are very important. Hallelujah. But remember, He is always, always with you. Hallelujah. And then something very interesting when you read verse 29. Now, they almost reached Emmaus. And then in 29 it says, but they urged Jesus strongly, stay with us, for it is nearly evening. The day is almost over. When you read the Bible, pay attention to the day, the sun, the night, and so on. When you read the scripture where Judas is leaving the disciples to betray Jesus, it says it was night. Interesting. And here it says it was evening, it was getting dark, and the day was almost over. I believe some of us feeling like that. Life is almost over. Not because you are so old, but because the things you planned are going down the tube. It's almost over. Nothing more left. But they invited him to stay with them. Amen. It's getting darker and darker, but they said, let's invite him to stay with us. They felt good in his presence. Amen. When it's getting dark in your life, remember to invite Jesus. Hallelujah. No matter how dark it gets, invite Jesus. Lord, it's getting dark here. Lord, I can't make it by myself. Lord, I need your presence more than ever. Amen. Invite him and he'll come. He is there already. Hallelujah. Isaiah 43, it says, verse 2. Isaiah 43, 2. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. Why? For I am the Lord your God. Hallelujah. The Holy One of Israel, your Savior. Hallelujah. Once it's getting dark, focus on the light of the world. Hallelujah. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. Amen. Hallelujah. Let me answer that phone. It'll be funny. Oh, okay. Anyway. Hallelujah. Amen. When it's getting dark in your life, then be ready for the light to shine in your life. Invite him. Hallelujah. Now they sat down and they were eating. And while they were eating, when he broke the bread, their eyes were opened. And all of a sudden it was like a dream. They remembered, oh, we've seen this before. Somebody breaking the bread in this special manner. And they recognized who it was, Jesus. Amen. See, he came, he fellowshiped with them, and he didn't leave them hungry, hallelujah. He broke the bread for them. He said, take, eat, hallelujah. When it gets dark in your life, when your dreams have died, when there's no future, invite Jesus to come. He will come and he'll fellowship with you, and he'll share his bread, and you'll feel satisfied, amen. Your cup will run over, hallelujah. In the midst of the adversaries and enemies, hallelujah. You need to recognize him. Hallelujah. The solution of your problem has always been with you. All the way from Jerusalem to Emmaus, it was with you. But you did not have the faith to unlock your solution. Amen. The solutions for your problems up till today has been with you all the time if you are a believer. But today you have to use the key of faith to unlock your solution. Amen. Hallelujah. You have to understand who he is. Who he really is. He is full of love and compassion. Not judging you for the sins you did in the past. But he says, come. I know you turned your back on Jerusalem. I know you are running away from the presence of God. I know you are just coming to Emmaus to enjoy life. But I caught you. Hallelujah. I was with you on the way. I caught up with you and I'm here now. Now go back. Hallelujah. And that is my challenge to you today. It's time to return to Jerusalem. Amen. You know why? Because had they not returned to Jerusalem, they would have missed Pentecost. Hallelujah. The one of the greatest and most powerful events was about to take place. Had they stayed in Emmaus, they would have missed Pentecost. Amen. And God said, Jesus, they didn't talk to him. They understood. Once they understood him and recognized him, they just turned and went back. Hallelujah. Amen. God is there with you in your trouble. And he wants to encourage you to go back. Remember these disciples, they were tired and sad and disappointed, without hope and future. Everything was lost. Sour pickle faces. And then the Bible says, verse 33, after they met Jesus and then they had fellowship, it says in 33, they got up and returned at once to Jerusalem. Ho! There was power now on them. They found Jesus. They got up and they started running to Jerusalem. Hallelujah. Because they just had met the living Savior. Amen. They have seen the risen Lord. Hallelujah. I want you to meet your risen Lord today. And once you meet him today, your problems will be over. And this Sunday will become your turning point. Amen. From this Sunday on, you'll be no more facing God with your back, but with your face. Amen. You'll not be going down to Emmaus. You'll be going up to the New Jerusalem. Hallelujah. Today, you can meet the risen Lord. He's here. He is real. His power is here. Hallelujah. Once they met Jesus, these sad people, these tired people, it was night. They had strength and power enough to run in the night and to find their way to Jerusalem. Hallelujah. There was a fire, they said. A fire was burning in us while he was with us. And once he left, they decided we need more of that fire. And they kept running until they went to Jerusalem where the fire was about to fall. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Now I want you today to do the same thing. If you've turned your backs on God, today should be your turning point. Return back to God. The Bible speaks about repentance. The Greek word metanoia, repentance, is not a spiritual word. It's a word from the traffic. You know, to repent means if you're going this way, you just turn and start walking this way. That's exactly what repentance means in the Bible. It's a term taken out of the language for traffic. If you repent today from your sinful ways and start walking toward God, your life will change. Amen. Then you will see the presence of God going before you. Amen. Then you will be about to be endowed with the power of God. Hallelujah. But you have to turn first. The disciples had to turn first before they experienced their Pentecost. Amen. So once you return, your problems will be solved. Hallelujah. Once you return and start walking in the light, God will shine His light upon you. Hallelujah. And the problems will be over. Amen. Amen. Today is the time to meet the risen Lord. Amen. Now they went back, running, rushing. And they came and they found the disciples still there. Let's read in verse 45. Luke 24 still, 45. Now, after the disciples had reached Jerusalem, somebody else was there already waiting for them. You know who it was? Jesus, thank you. Jesus was fast. Amen. He accompanied them on the way going to Emmaus. He left them there, disappeared, and he showed up again in Jerusalem. Hallelujah. And they kept running. Oh, good news. The Lord has really risen. And the Lord said, hi, guys. I'm here. Hallelujah. You don't have to shout. I'm here with my presence. Amen. I'll explain myself, please. Hallelujah. He was there already. And what did Jesus do? He resurrected their dream. Interesting. Let's read verse 46. 24, 46. He told them, Jesus told them, this is what is written. The Christ will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day. And repentance and forgiveness of sins will be preached in His name to all nations, beginning in Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. I'm going to send you what my Father has promised. Hallelujah. What Christ was saying here was, look, disciples, the kingdom of God will still be built. Hallelujah. Your dream is rising again. Hallelujah. He said, the kingdom of God will come and you will preach the gospel. And yes, you will have a position in the kingdom. You will be the preachers. Hallelujah. And you'll be bringing an eternal kingdom to this earth. Hallelujah. They thought they had a different vision. But God said, I'm going to revive your vision and it will be a vision bigger than yours. Hallelujah. Not just a small kingdom, Israel, but a worldwide kingdom. And if you look at this world today, there are so many Christians, millions of Christians everywhere. Hallelujah. And you and me, if we are born again Christians, we are part of it. Their dreams had died. There was no future. But Christ came back and he said, people, look, the dream is still there. It's alive. Hallelujah. You go and preach. And he said, you, Peter, you, John, you, James, you, Cleopas, you are my people in the kingdom. You are my witnesses. I'm going to use you to establish my kingdom. Hallelujah. And all of a sudden, the 3 years they spent with Jesus were no longer in vain. Amen. So if your dream is dying or is dead already, today it shall rise again. Amen. Because Christ lives, you shall also live. Amen. Because Christ lives, your dream shall also live. Because Christ lives, your future must live. Hallelujah. Because Christ lives, your future starts today. Amen. Hallelujah. Wherever you are today in your life, maybe on the way to Emmaus, God is right there with you, loving you. He's not here to judge you. Amen. Hallelujah. He is full of love and of compassion. That is why He died. He paid the price for our sins. And He rose again. Your problems are all solved in Christ Jesus. Amen. The only thing you need is faith. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's close our eyes for a moment. Let's bow our heads and close our eyes. Let's just be in His presence. In the presence of the risen Lord. Let's just enjoy His presence. He is right there with you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now today is going to be different. Hallelujah. There are some people here who probably have never received Christ into their lives. You're still running away from God to Emmaus. You're still running away from your past. You're still running away from God's presence and hiding somewhere. God is here right now. Every head bowed, every eye closed. If you want Jesus to turn your life around today, if you want Him to you want to receive Him as your Lord and Savior, raise your hand right now. Just raise your hand. Nobody looking around. Thank you. Thank you. Anybody else who wants to give his life to Jesus today? Thank you. About 3 or 4 people here who are saying, yes, today I'll have a turning day, turning point. Anybody else who wants to raise his hand to receive Christ today? All right. Hallelujah. I want to pray for you people who've raised your hands. Could you just stand up? Please stand up. Yes, stand up. Yes, also. The other one also. Everybody who raised your hand, stand up right now. I'm going to pray for you. Hallelujah. We're going to pray together. Now, I want the whole church to repeat with us. The whole church, please. It shall not be embarrassing. Everybody repeating this, all right? The whole church. The whole church repeating this. Hallelujah. Let them come up here. We'll pray with them and for them. Hallelujah. You can still join the people who are coming to receive God. You can still join them. It's a call for salvation. If you've never received Christ into your life, they're going to pray with you and for you. These people are brave. It's not an embarrassment. It's a joy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now repeat after me. All of us repeating, okay? Lord Jesus, I come into your presence. I admit I'm a sinner. Please forgive me. Please cleanse me from all unrighteousness. Be the Lord of my life. From this day on, I will serve you only. There will be no other God in my life. You are my Lord now. Thank you for forgiving my sins. Thank you for washing me. And thank you for making me your child. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Let me pray for these people. Let all of us stand now. Let us stand and pray with me, please. Okay, you can raise your hands now. You can raise your hands. Yes. Heavenly Father, seal this the decision with the power of the Holy Ghost, Father. Seal this decision, Father, of salvation. Father, I pray, may this turning point be a lasting turning point. Let your power flow, Father. Father, I thank you for creating a new life into your kingdom. Thank you, Father, for bringing light to this person. Father, I pray, seal it. In the name of Jesus, we pray, no devil, no demon shall harm you in Jesus' name. You are a child of God. The joy of the Lord is now your strength. In Jesus' name, amen. Father, I pray for my brother in Christ now. I pray, Father, you seal this decision. Oh, yes, Father, thank you for touching him right now. Father, seal this decision right now with your Holy Spirit. From this day on, he shall serve you and you only, Father. Father, make him a pillar in your kingdom. Father, I pray, protect him from the evil one. Father, seal him with your Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Yes! Thank you, Father, for doing your work right now. Anointing. Anointing on you, brother. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Receive. Oh, yes. Touch him, Father. Anointing. Thank you, Lord. Amen. God bless you. Give a clap offering to the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Now what has just taken place is the greatest miracle there is. There's no greater miracle. Amen. If somebody is giving his life to Jesus, that's the greatest miracle. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Hallelujah. Let's be in the mood of prayer. In the mood of prayer. Hallelujah. 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 There are people here whose dreams have died. There are people here whose dreams have died. Today, your dream shall live. Today, your dream shall live. If you're that person, if you need a fresh anointing from the Lord, if you need God's Spirit to touch you again, you may come now, right now, you can come. Right now, you may come. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Let's worship God. Your dreams shall live. Your dreams shall live. Your dreams shall live. Let's start worshiping. Let's worship Him. Worship Him. Worship Him. Worship Him. Father, thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. We worship you. You are God Almighty. You are the God of our dreams. You are El Shaddai. El Rui, El Rafa, El Elyon is your name. You are worthy. Father, you are worthy. Father, you are worthy to receive honor and glory and power. Full of compassion. Full of mercy. Full of love and grace. Father, you're so good. Father, you have risen in Christ, and today your dreams, these dreams will rise again, Father. Thank you. Hallelujah. Let's worship Him. Let's worship Him. Let's worship Him.
I give you full control. Yes, wherever you may lead.
Yes, Lord.
I have made a choice to listen for your voice.
Yes, Lord.
Wherever you may lead, I will go.
Jesus!
Shepherd of my soul. Shepherd of my soul. I give you full control. Wherever you may lead, I will
made a choice.
I have made a choice to listen for your voice. Wherever you may lead, I will go. Oh, be in a quiet purchase, or by a gentle stream. Shepherd of my soul, I'm a sad. You love face a mighty mountain, however leader can deep. The shepherd of my soul will be my God. Shepherd of my soul, Bindarako, I give you full control. Wherever you may lead, I will follow. I have made a choice to listen for your voice. Wherever you may lead, I will go. Oh, be in a quiet. Oh, by a gentle stream, shepherd of my soul is by my side. In the Losico, should I face a mighty mountain or a valley dark and deep? Shepherd of my soul will be my God. I know. Follow me. Let the power of the Holy Ghost follow me. Anointing follow me. Anointing Holy Ghost and power follow. Yesterday is gone. Yesterday is gone. Another day has come. Something new in my life. Yesterday is gone. Yes, another day has come. Oh, do something new in my life. Oh, do something new. Something be renewed. something new in my life. Oh God, oh, do something new in the Losika. Something new in my life. Something new, something new. Oh God, yesterday is gone. Yesterday is gone. Another day has come. Yeah, something new in my life. Yesterday is gone. Another day. Oh, something new in my life. Do something new. Something brand new in my life. Something new in my life. Oh God, if something new, something be renew, let it flow. Something new in my life. Oh God, Holy Ghost, be it again. Oh dear, again in my life. Oh, be my, oh, to see you. Oh, sin, Holy Ghost, did it rock, rock, rock. You are the same yesterday. Oh, dear. Again. In our life. Ah. Oh. Yeah. Ah. Yeah. I said, sin, Holy Ghost. Ah, endolo sipa. Ema. Ah, oh. Ah, ah. Sin, Holy Ghost, you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. Be mine to see. Oh, be my eye. Oh, be my, oh, to see. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He is worthy to blessed be the name of the Lord. Lift him up. Oh, he's our King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. So we lift up, so we lift. With one act, singing, blessed be the name. Blessed be the name. Oh, blessed. So we lift up, lift our holy hand with one accord. Singing, blessed be the name. Blessed be the name. Oh. Among the God who is mighty, glorious in holiness, fearful in praise, doing wonders. Among the God. In holiness, you are fearful in praise. Always. Who is like unto thee? Oh, Jehovah, who is like unto thee? Oh Lord, who is like unto thee? Oh Lord, who is like unto thee? Oh, I'm on the go, I'm on.
Hallelujah. Let us have a moment of silence. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh,
hallelujah.
I love you, Jesus.
The Bible says where the word of God is preached,
yes, Lord,
healings take place. Amen. Hallelujah. If you have sickness in your body, wherever it is,
yes,
I want you to place your hand on that part of your body. Amen.
Oh, yes, Lord.
If you have sickness in your body right now, some infirmity in your body, place your hand right there where it is. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Place it right there. We're going to pray. We're going to pray.